luncheon for the old folks. So here they have community service. You have the children come in for schooling. So he's doing fine.
He is a very responsible person, and he's very honest, and he's straightforward.
Yes.
He does not beat around the bush. If he cannot help you, he'll tell you he cannot help you, and he will direct you to someone who is able to help.
And meteorologists are keeping an eye on Tropical Storm Melissa, which formed in the Caribbean Sea yesterday. It's spinning off the coast of Haiti and is expected to strengthen into a hurricane at some point, but its future track remains anyone's guess. Most current models show it moving north and then west, possibly heading our way next week. Too soon to determine which model will be accurate. Well, that's what's making news at this hour. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. AP Update is next.
Good morning, everyone. Hello? Hello? Oh, sorry, I was on mute. Okay, I see we have just about everyone, and of course Tom drops off, you know, as per usual. Let's just wait a minute here. He always comes right back, and we're almost ready, and... Oh, whoever's dog that is, please go on mute. Why won't it let me share my screen? Okay, looks like we're ready to start.
We're like a video conference with no technical issues. CG Atlantic, agents and brokers. Good like that.
Give me my pizza right away. Gotta move quick, no time to wait. No long lines inside the place. Little Caesars, I love the taste.
Hot and ready.
Just come now, you don't have to call, now you don't have to wait.
Hot and ready.
Little Caesars is
hot and ready.
Little Caesars is.
Order today at Little Caesars Oaksfield, Carmichael, East Street South, Charles Saunders Highway, and our newest location in the One East Plaza, Prince Charles Drive. Little Caesars, always hot and ready.
Pizza, pizza.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're for you.
School medicals don't have to be scary. At Premier Clinical Laboratory, our pediatric phlebotomy team makes every visit stress-free. Tiny arms get tender care. That's our promise. Visit us in Nassau on Collins Avenue, Carmichael Road, and Prince Charles, or in Freeport and Abaco with services available to other islands. We accept NHI and private insurance. Call 325-2030 today. Premier Clinical Laboratory. Testing done right.
Fitna has a new line, the Sky series of porcelain. It comes in four colors, Sky Noir, Sky Gris, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Azure. As the name suggests, you would think it has a strong blue component, but the blue is kind of like just a hint in the overall coloring of the porcelain. The blue feature runs more or less the center of the tile, and that's surrounded by light shades of gray. The Sky Azure, like the others in the series, needs to be seen to be appreciated. Stop by Pinder Tile and have a look at Sky Azure, one of the four in the Sky series.
AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. As top U.S. officials and envoys visit Israel this week to try to bolster the Gaza ceasefire agreement, Vice President J.D. Vance is trying to publicly ease concerns within Israel that the Trump administration is dictating terms to its closest ally in the region. Speaking to reporters, Vance says the Gaza ceasefire plan is progressing and could be a model for other peace plans in the future.
If we do this the right way, it could create a model, I think, that could lead... because it shows what's possible when you're willing to think outside the box and actually put some elbow grease to get it done.
And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he and the vice president talked about a new vision for peace in the Middle East.
How to have the civil government, how to have the security there, who could provide that security there, again, with Israel taking care of overall security always. And we discussed that, and I think we have some very, very good ideas how to proceed. It's not going to be easy. But I think it's possible.
The meeting between the two countries comes as the International Court of Justice says Israel must allow the UN aid agency in Gaza, known as UNRWA, to provide humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian territory. Israel effectively banned UNRWA from operating in the territory in January. A man has been arrested after breaching security outside the White House. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
A man is in custody after driving his car into a White House security gate. The Secret Service says the man crashed into a gate near an entrance to the White House just after 10:30 Tuesday night. He was immediately arrested. Investigators searched his car and found it to be safe. Authorities have not provided any additional information about the crash, the driver's identity, or possible motive. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The NFL is moving its Pro Bowl festivities to Super Bowl week beginning this February. This is AP News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports Google and Apple face extra UK scrutiny over their dominant positions in mobile platforms.
Britain's antitrust watchdog has targeted Google and Apple for their strategic roles in mobile ecosystems, opening the door for regulators to impose changes to their business practices. The Competition and Markets Authority escalated scrutiny of the two American tech companies by labelling them with separate probes that the CMA opened into Google's Android and Apple's iOS using newly acquired digital market regulations. The watchdog has said Apple and Google hold an effective duopoly, with 90 to 100% of mobile devices in Britain running on either mobile platform. Google has called the decision disappointing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
As an athlete, I've learned that success isn't built on extras. It's built on the essentials. Strength, discipline, smart choices. That's why I'm proud to partner with Bahama Health to introduce Essential 300, a comprehensive health insurance plan that's all about covering what truly matters. Essential 300 is Bahama Health's most affordable major medical plan for groups and individuals. It offers access to a specialized network of care with essential benefits like preventative services, because real strength starts with staying healthy. You may not be training for a race, but everyone deserves strong and affordable coverage with Essential 300. With Bahama Health, you can feel good about your health plan and protect what truly matters, your health.
For more information, call 396-1350 or visit www.bahamahealth.com.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
Attention landlords, tired of surprise water bills? With multiple smart meters in your properties, each tenant gets their own reading. That means accurate bills, fair charges, and less stress for you. And right now, get $250 off every new connection with the Water and Sewage Corporation. Take control, save money, and make managing your property easier. Call or visit us today. Hurry, this offer won't last forever.
At Master Technicians, we have what your family traditions need, starting with industry-best refrigerators, ranges, and ovens. We also carry Whirlpool washer and dryers, dishwashers and freezers, leading KitchenAid countertop appliances, blenders, microwaves, juicers, kettles, and KitchenAid stand mixers. We even do free delivery in New Providence or to the boat of your choice. Whether you're doing the laundry, creating new memories in the kitchen, or spending family time in front of the television, Master Technicians Limited, keeping family traditions alive for more than 50 years.
Ready to ensure your ride? Our new website is ready for you. Visit jsjohnson.com, select coverages, go to motor, and click get a quote. We've made it easier than ever to request a quote online. Fill in all the required fields. When you're done, hit submit. You'll receive a response via email within 24 hours. Visit jsjohnson.com today.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. See Live Off the Record with Chicago Line is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Burger King, City of Hope, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Popeyes, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Chicago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this, it's a sad day in this, but if you want to give us a call today on the show, you can call us on 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316. You can also call us on 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are also able to be contacted from the Family Islands by 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. That's BTC Flow Channel 612. It pairs the body of a pregnant woman was found in New Providence on Monroe Road, was it all? And what a sad affair. The police suspect the foul play is involved, but you know, these are in the early stages of the investigation. So we shall wait for further information from the police. Very sad. And then, of course, there's efforts being made to locate yet another missing person, not that just that's missing thus far. And this is the Lauren Saunders. Let me stay there. Oh boy. It's a lot of beautiful things about this world. But there's a lot of ugliness that can occur in the world also. And no matter how often you hear it, for some people, I don't know about everybody, but for some people, it becomes an ever intense bit of sadness and just awful pain that it happened, right? And I trust it. My hope is that I never, ever, ever, ever become so numb to tragedies because I hear it and see it often. I'll cope with it. You always have to deal with it. But my prayer is that my heart and my soul never, ever, ever says, oh, that's just life. We know that life, this life, comes with those kinds of things, but I hope I never never get used to it. In as much as it hurts, and in as much as it pains, and in as much as it may even make you angry, I hope I never, ever, ever become numb to it. It doesn't matter if it's my family or somebody else's family or a total stranger. Lord, help me, please, and us, to never become so numb to these things that we just, here we go again. No, I know, here we go again. It's an evil and a wickedness and a cruelty and a sadness that we want the world to be rid of. You say, well, that ain't gonna ever, it ain't gonna ever happen, maybe with our effort, and maybe not in our lifetime. But there is a day promised when it shall not be so. And to aspire for the same and to work toward the same, well, that's just glorious. It is tough. Never. It was, I'm going to get to a couple of issues, but I wanted to say this. I was thinking the other day, all of us, you know, we have choices every day to make. And if you've lived long enough, you're not a child. You've made good choices, meaning you've made choices that were morally good, and you've made choices that were morally bad. I know I have. And for the morally bad choices, you have to be so grateful that there's grace in the world, that there's mercy in the world, that there's forgiveness in the world. But you also have to be aware that the practice of morally bad behavior can escalate momentum toward very dastardly deeds and behavior. So you might say a little white lie before, or it might have been a lie before, or a little movement of this and a little movement of that. But things escalate, and we have to be ever careful that we become really desirous, so desirous of doing good in the world, doing as much good in the world, that we repudiate any wickedness or evil, even by our own selves, and that we learn to call our own behavior for what it is. And maybe it embarrasses us. Maybe it brings us guilt. Maybe it, you know, it may cause us some face, some places, and etc. But we have to call it for what it is for ourselves. You could fool other people. Don't fool yourself, though. Never fool yourself. We should never fool ourselves. So that the more we come to terms with the depths of our darkness, maybe we can free ourselves to do more and more good, express more and more love and kindness, and avoid some of these dark, terrible tragedies that befall us and people around us. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Langya, folks. We'll be back.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's seven locations. Available for a limited time only.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the lead research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands, in all seasons.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Chicago Kulang, your host. Just so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this interesting Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232. That's 323-6232, or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Tech says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. The road where the pregnant woman was found is Munnings Road. Oh, Munnings, okay. Off Gladstone Road. Thank you for that. In as much as there are some people who would like it to be otherwise, tourism is the principal business of the Bahamas, meaning we have so much of and so many things in our economy that depends on relying from abroad coming to the Bahamas for vacation or business. And we have for decades benefited from the fact that God gave us a location full of sun, full of sea, beautiful beaches, and a civil and gracious people that are accommodating and well to strangers. And we have leveraged those assets to make our jurisdiction one that is among the most wished for to visit spots in the world. And for years and years, we fed off of it. It created a middle class unlike is seen in many developing countries around the world. And so that business of renting hotel rooms for people to stay at, that business of accommodating people on beaches, that business of feeding people our native stuff or other stuff, that business of moving them up and down the place, or of selling them some craftware or something of that nature, that has been a God-sent, blessed business for the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Not only among our people in the region, even when they looked negatively upon us for having an emphasis on it, but amongst people and international and developing countries across the globe. It continues to be our principal business. You could row about it. You could say we need to diversify away from it and all that kind of stuff, but it is what it is today. And can it be something different? Of course it could be something different. When it is something different, we will talk about what is different. But today, it is tourism. Now, the tourism that brought us prosperity those many years is not the tourism that we have today. It is not. The tourism that brought us prosperity those many years was founded and based primarily on people flying into this jurisdiction and staying 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 days and so. We call them stopover tourists or visitors, meaning they don't fly in, they don't sail in here and walk around for a few hours, go back on board a boat and leave, because they're not stopping over per se. They're not overnighters. But overnighters were the business we were in first. And their overnighting brought many days of spending, many needs and accommodations, and we benefited significantly for that. But we shifted that model. That model shifted. I'm trying to recall if this was 15, 20 or so years ago, such that our stopover visitors plateaued. No real growth in that number. Plateaued. Stayed basically the same for years and years and years. And then our cruise visitors, you know, the people who mount the cruise ships and who come over, spend a night, spend a few hours in the day and then get back on their ship and sail away. In fact, cruise ships insisted, you can't make us overnight in your jurisdiction. We will not come. And so we acquiesced. And that business today is the dominant number, not spending, number business. Every time you hear the Deputy Prime Minister and the Minister of Tourism say, this current one, all the former ministers of tourism say, oh, we reached record levels of tourism this year. Record levels of tourist headcount based on what the cruise ship said they have on board the cruise ship. Think about that for a moment. This isn't even, if 30, 40% of the people, maybe even 60%, never come off the boat, never come off that wonderful cruise ship. We count them in the numbers though. That's our headcount, 11 million, 12 million. Mind you, they never come off the boat. They sit right there in the dock on the boat. Never see a Bahamian to spend a dime or a nickel. But we count them. So they never come off the boat. And if I'm wrong, I want tourism to tell me, no, we don't count the people who don't come off the boat. But yet, think about that for a minute. If you have 11 million, let's say you have 10 million tourists, and 2 million of those are stopover, and 8 million cruise visitors. Let's be modest and say 30% of them never come off the boat. That means 30% of the 8 million never come off the boat. That's 2.4 million. Yet we will say we had 8 million tourists. But technically, yeah, they came, and they came across our geographical boundary and docked at our dock. But in terms of counting them as a matter of celebrating them as an economic impact, that don't make no sense, because they didn't have that economic impact. Outside, you did get the tax head tax from them. Okay. So cruise visitation became our dominant business. Now, let me explain something to you. Let me explain something to you that Trivago Lang doesn't want to do, that I hear some people do. I do not believe that there is anything wrong with cruise ship, with the cruise ship business, with the visitors from the cruise ship. I don't believe there's anything wrong. Thank God they sing, I want to get on a cruise going to the Bahamas. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful. Nothing wrong with that. The cruise ships, masters at their business. Oh, my God. They are. Can you hear me, producer? Am I good? I'm okay? Are we good? Can you hear me? Let me just make sure, because I heard the music. Are we okay, producer? Hello? Okay, let me see. Oh, I'm good. I was the music came on. I wasn't sure what was going on. Okay. So I don't have a problem with cruise ships. Don't nobody go say line have a problem with cruise ships. By comparison, a cruise ship visitor's economic impact toward the prosperity of the Bahamian people is a fraction of what a stopover is. A fraction. Okay, that's just the reality. That is not to discount them. That is not to despise them. That is just the reality. So we want them, but we certainly want the other thing, the stopovers. Now, let me explain something to y'all that is my theory of the case. Okay, this is my theory of the case. Let me take this call first. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello? Yeah, you can hear me now?
I can hear you now. What's going on?
All right. How are you doing, Trivago?
Good, man. I'm good. Thank you.
Wonderful. So, Trivago, I saw on YouTube where a lady was talking about, and this is evident. She said they have a boat. They come to the Bahamas very often. This is a white American, it seemed, or Canadian, possibly. Mm. But anyway, she was talking about how the hike of docking fees and the taxes went up so high. She said we're actually pushing the boaters out of our territory because it's too high for them to dock. Now tell me something. The government collecting all this, these taxes. Why is it that we have such a problem with the government people getting paid?
Well, I mean, you just because you're collecting money doesn't mean you ain't spending it, and just because, and you could, so you could be spending it in places where other than they are.
If I was talking to Mike, I can't hear you good.
Yeah, I'm. Hello? Can you hear me now? Can you
okay,
hear me
I
now?
I can hear you now, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, I mean, I don't think that's a mystery. There are people who aren't getting paid on time, or they're not getting paid fully because notwithstanding the taxes being collected, there's still a great deal of spending going on. Lots of spending. So if you don't have enough money coming in, even though what you have coming in is a lot, then you will have some difficulty with cash flow.
Yeah, irresponsible spending.
Well, I'm not prepared to make that judgment because, you know, I'd have to evaluate where the spending is going, et cetera, and so forth and so forth. But sometimes, it can point to having made decisions without regard to the adequacy of funding to support what you're doing.
But, Shivago, we've had 52 years of independence, is it?
Yeah, 50, yeah. 50, but 70, 52. 52 this year, yeah.
Yeah, about 52 years of independence since 1973, I think it is.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me by now the government doesn't have certain things down packed? The people from the dump isn't getting paid on time. School teachers aren't getting paid on time. People are wanting to strike.
The amount of time you've been around isn't the determinant of that. That has nothing to do with the amount of time you've been around, because sometimes the longer you've been around, the more ambitious you get and the more spending you do on things, because your people keep demanding this or demanding that or need this or want that. And so that's not a question of time. That's a question of judgment on choices.
Okay, so while we're on the topic of responsible spending,
but you're taking me off my topic. You're taking me off my you're taking me off my topic, and I'm trying to get this. What I'm talking about is really, really important, and I want to stay focused on that. Okay, so I'm gonna stay focused on that. We're gonna take a break, ladies and gentlemen, and when we come back, we continue talking about tourism, because I have some important points I'd like to make, and then hear from you. Thanks. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, everybody.
With the best for all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, and BTC Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours. For powerful, discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid to take a stand. Everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same road.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful but challenged Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, today is the... and are still waiting to be paid for September. They are working out there in the sun, and the Prime Minister said they do not have a cash flow problem. He's not telling the truth. I don't believe him. Well, let's talk about a thing that affects cash flow for the government and everybody else. So stopover visitors to the Bahamas has plateaued now for years. You could check it out. If you want to, you can go to the central bank's website. You can go to the section that has its quarterly statistical digest. And you can look at the tourism section of the quarterly statistical digest for the most recent digest, and you will see how stopover visitor numbers and the spending of tourism period has essentially plateaued for years now. And we keep touting these record numbers of tourists. As I said, most of that is an increase in cruise ship visitors. And many of those cruise ship visitors, though counted, don't ever get off the boat. Okay, I'm not blaming them. I'm not cussing them. I'm not doing anything other than stating the facts. Now let me tell you something. Cruise ships are done. 11 million people have decided. 9 million of them have decided. I would like to see the Bahamas. This is what they decided. That's why they got on that cruise ship. They didn't go on another cruise ship. I, for whatever reason, the Bahamas is the one I chose. 9 million of them. Now, let's suppose that there were no cruise ships. You think 9 million of them might still not want to come to the Bahamas? Let me ask you, you think so? Maybe not 9 million, right? What about 70% of them? That's 5.6 million. Huh? What about 50% of them? Well, that's 4.5 million. What about 30% of them? Well, that's 2.7 million. Well, let me ask you a question. 2.7 million, if they decided to come to the Bahamas, didn't have the choice to go by cruise ship, therefore had to fly into the Bahamas, would become a stopover tourist, they would spend abundantly more in the Bahamas, and your thing would be up. Significantly more. Significantly more. So what you're saying, Shivago, are you saying we should not have these cruise ships? No. I'm saying something different. I'm saying that is it possible that the cruise ship business has significantly eaten into the growth of our business, land stopover business, because the cruise ships have given an option to people who would like to visit the Bahamas that is, one, cheaper, and almost completely embodies a land visit to the Bahamas. Think about that for a moment. They have a place to stay. Okay, hotel taken care of. It's on the ship. They got lots to eat. Okay, it's on the ship. They got malls that they could visit. They got entertainment they could do on the ship. They can swim in the big pools on the ship. Thingams on the ship. They can do all of this on the ship. And then the one thing they couldn't do on the ship was visit a beach. The cruise ship decided, all right, well, if you come to Nassau, you can get off the ship and you could go right down there to Saunders Beach, what have you. But not only Saunders, the beach but there by Arawa Key, not only Long Wharf PJ. Not only that, now let's have our own island, our own key, with our own beaches. So now I have the whole Bahamas package on a ship. Well, of course, there are people who still want to go to Atlantis, who want to go to Bahama, who want to go to Warwick, and go to hotels in Freeport or other places. But a 30% to 40% cheaper option. Cheaper. You all hear me? It is 30% to 40% cheaper to go on that cruise ship than to do that land package. And in these discerning times, what do you think of people choosing? We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hey, yes. Hi, hi.
Yes. So, Shivago, the cruise ship people, some of them for the first time, will be stopping over to the Bahamas. When they stop over to the Bahamas, they do have Arawa Key, but most of them are now going at Saunders Beach, where once they get this little taste of the Bahamas, it allows them to come back again and visit the Bahamas because they
hold on.
So that.
Excuse me. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Safe.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
You know, it's a business that we might say we don't get.
My other listeners, can you hear me? I'm asking because this particular caller must not be able to hear me. Can you hear me, sir? Hello? He's gone, but I was asking other listeners if they could hear me because I was trying to hear myself not be able to hear me. See, we don't need to theorize about. We don't need to theorize about the people getting a taste of the Bahamas and coming back. We see it in the numbers. They are not coming back. They look at the numbers. We didn't just go in this business and we didn't just go in the cruise ship business. Maybe there are some conversions. But look at your numbers, man. Look at your dollar spending. Your dollar. And translating into tens of thousands and tens of thousands of them coming to the Bahamas. That is not what's happening. Now, they can hop on a cruise ship just coming into Nassau. Then they can hop on another one going into Bimini and Grand Bahama. Then they can hop on another one going into some other key. So what they're not doing is converting any significant number into stopover. Because my suspicion is that there is, and I base this suspicion on some dialogue and discussions I've had with people who are intimately informed about the tourism business in the Bahamas, that what we don't recognize is that there is a competition taking place in the Bahamas and the land-based business in the Bahamas, and it may well be the best kept may well be that. I'm not saying to blame the cruise ship business. That's the business they're in, buddy. If you're gonna do a business, do the business the best you can. I got some business. I would love to be so good at them that I just dominate and grow. But I'm not having an issue because we have two competing factions of one of our economic sectors. We need to look at it and we need to examine it to find out what we can do, what we can do to improve our circumstances. Because I'm telling you that the Bahamas cannot continue. Listen, we can brag until the cop.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Sea Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful and challenging Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, you can call us on 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So what is a cruise to Nassau? With or wherever else that destination costs these days. What is that? Do you think? $300, $400, $500, $600? And you get to be on the ship. We think about the ship as only being in port here for a day, but these people get to spend a couple of nights, three nights, four nights, five nights on that cruise ship. They get their accommodation, their room accommodation. Get to eat all they want to eat. All day, even in relation to that, there's lots of stuff to do on the boat, right? So I just put in Expedia that I wanted to come and visit Nassau, and I wanted to spend four nights in Nassau. This is just a stay now. It's not my ticket. It's not my food. It's not my entertainment. It's just my one place, $984. Another place, $895. Another place, $1,385. Another place, $984. Another place, $513. Another place, $632. Another place, $2,605. Another place, $751. Another place, $564. Or you could get one place, $324. $759, so forth. Ain't no it don't compare. Not in terms of cost. So what do you do if my theory of the case is correct? What do you do if we entered into a market, the cruise ship business, which we've been in a long time, which has now exploded on us for any number of reasons? Can I tell you, the cruise ships can find no more cost-effective situation to put their passengers in and themselves in than a cruise in the Bahamas. Think about that. Where?
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course. Not cancer. So when your journey takes an you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Popeyes brings you Bold Louisiana Crunch. Our hand-breaded chicken tenders wrapped up in a flour tortilla with lettuce, cheese, and pickles. Available in three bold flavors. Classic, spicy, and honey mustard. Our new wraps prove that big flavors come in small packages. Try the new chicken wrap today. Available for a limited time only.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
I'm not afraid. Take a stand, everybody, everybody. Come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you make it down the same
road. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad you could join me. So before we go any further. Let me ask you. So let's say I'm correct and that not only me, but others feel this way. Other very knowledgeable people feel this way. And we have a cruise ship business that is competing, you might even say, eating into or diverting business away from our land-based business. What do you think should be done about that? I'm asking you guys, what do you think should be done about that? What should be done? Because it is unsustainable for the prosperity of future generations of Bahamians, that the bulk of our tourism growth is cruise ship visitors. That is unsustainable. It is helpful that we keep having growth in that business. It's helpful, but it's unsustainable for the prosperity of an increasing population in terms of their prosperity. It will not help future generations of Bahamians to be as prosperous as current generations of Bahamians, or you might say even past generations of Bahamians, because present generations of Bahamians aren't as prosperous now as they would like to be, because this phenomenon has been going on now for decades. But these almost two decades, what should be done? Tell me. Anyone? We are having the dialogue. We're going into an election, and the policymakers and the would-be policymakers are now going to put their propositions to us. Can I tell you guys something? There is no bigger proposition to be put to the public of the Bahamas beyond how we will prosper this nation further for the long term. Why do I say that? Because from whence does a government collect its taxes? From the citizens of the country. And from what do the citizens of the country pay their taxes? From the income they earn by virtue of the jobs they make, they have, or by the businesses they have. Cannot get those jobs, or cannot get the business opportunities in a greater degree than they have them now going forward, with the demands on their purses being increased because of cost and numbers, then how are they going to pay the government the taxes and the government have taxes to go and spend on all the other things we say we need? Oh, we can do this for you. We can do that for you. We can do the next thing for you. With what? You can only tax dollars of borrowed money. And borrowed money has to be paid back with tax dollars. So what you can do with it? Well, if you can tax the people, you need to be making sure the people are prospering. Otherwise, that's going to run into a wall soon with that. No bigger proposition than how you prosper this economy into the long term. No bigger proposition, says Yvago Line. That's my view. We have a text there. Let me see what this text is saying. Text says, the first thing they need to do is stop the bleeding. All these initiatives that divert enclaves ducking from local attractions. Next, those local attractions need to be made attractive. Copy what they did. Okie dokie, I like that. I like that. What else say you? What this? I like that. It says, first thing they need to do is stop the bleeding. All these initiatives that divert tourists to private enclaves, ducking from the local attractions. Next, those local attractions need to be made attractive. Copy what they did. I like that. I like that. Anybody else? What you think we could do? What should we do? It says, good day, Lang. It's a bad idea for the cruise ships to have a key on Grand Bahama. It's not profitable to the majority of the people. To me, it's a bad idea. They could put cruise lubes on the keys. Well, if it's a bad idea, it's an idea that's already gone. That ship done sailed. The island, the key is already done. So what else can we do now? We can't talk about the bad idea that already happened. We have to talk about what next, but now. It says, good afternoon. Add a cruising tax. Okay, cruising tax only puts money in the government's coffers. How is that really helpful? That's because the government gets to collect more money? The government collecting more money can be okay for the government, but remember, the more money the government collects, the more it spends, that don't necessarily improve your fiscal situation, and that don't necessarily improve the financial circumstance of the country. But, you know, if that's what you want out of it, just more taxes, and what is, you know, I don't know. I know one thing, if you tax them more, they may kick up and fuss up, but I don't think they're going to run away from this jurisdiction. I don't think so. This text says, forget the tourists. What is available in Nassau for the locals to do? build attractions for everyone and shut down the cruise ship at the port. Really? You really think we should shut down? You really think we should do that? And now, who's going to build the attractions? Who? Who's going to build them? Tell me who. You know, you think that you're asking the government to build the attractions? Well, who's going to build the attractions? And you want to forget the tourists? And you can build attractions for your own citizens, but your citizens, the population of your country is 400, just under 400,000. Half of them are children. So the other half is adult populations. That's 200,000 adults. You really think you could sustain a country living off of the locals? And where are the locals going to make their money from if you forget the tourists? Think about that some more. Think about it some more. So this says, good day, sir. Cruise port and ship is the death of this country. They gave the land, so just take them back.
Yeah.
They didn't give the land. That's not true. Land is either leased or sold. Okay, there's no giving. And if you want to break a lease, that comes with implications. If you sold the land, chances are sold in part by private owners and then maybe some government. And if you take it back, there's implications for that too. Is that the best you think we can do? This text says, I feel that land-based tourism is losing ground and has been trending downward since the early 90s. Not because of the cruise business explosion, but because we, the Bahamas, has not created sufficient enough experiences to entice visitors to the Bahamas for more than a few hours. Okay. I could get on board with that. I could get on board with that. New cruise business has captured what was your attraction and put it on the cruise ship. Because think about it though. And remember now, the cruise ship isn't a one-day affair, you know. You think that. But the cruise ship is a several-day affair for the cruiser. They only stop in the Bahamas port for a few hours, right? Now, let me ask you, if we had not gotten big in the cruise ship business, what do you think would have happened to our land business? Tell me what you think. If the Bahamas was not big in the cruise business, what would have happened? Yeah, anybody seen what's happening in Turks and Caicos with tourists and their stopover? How about Dominican Republic? Check that, but they're not big in the cruise business. This says, Mr. Lang, because of the low economic growth, the government has taken the easiest route by reaching into pockets of citizens by increased taxation. I suggest creating a new taxation model on the cruising industry. I believe the industry is so lucrative, they will pay and pass it on to their customers. This will bring more money into the government's coffers and lessen their need to tax its citizens. Firstly, I don't agree with you on the facts of it. Okay? I don't agree with you on the facts of it. The only new tax introduced in the Bahamas in the last 30 years was value-added tax. You only knew. Now, there have been some increases in fees, for sure, right? So value-added tax is the only new tax. And that is bringing the government about $500 million a year. A year, $500 million, okay? Now, Bahamians pay that tax, tourists pay that tax, because whenever they buy anything, anybody buys anything, you got to pay that tax. What are you suggesting the government? What is your suggestion is that the government applies a much higher tax on the cruise ships, and that you think they will stay here and do that? Everything in my understanding of economics tells me that you might be able to tax the cruise ships some more, but that if you are outrageous, you will get the blowback of this world, right? The money's in the government's coffers. That's not the answer that where you had your children find employment here, business opportunities here in the future. That's not the government having money. That's not key. I keep hoping you guys will see this, and that you guys will stop this. Please stop it. Money in the government's pocket does not prosperity for the citizens of the Bahamas make. And monies in the government's coffers won't stop the government from taxing you in the future, because what when the government taxes you, it's not merely because it isn't getting monies from elsewhere. It taxes you because it's spending so much money and having so much money and to have reliability of that. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How are you doing, sir?
I am right here. What's up?
All is well, sir. You're seemingly discussing our cruise industry economic model and its impact on our development. And it's something that I've been fascinated with from a child.
Mm.
The reason for that is, growing up in Great Inagua, I saw so many cruise ships come near to our shores and pass by, going into the Southern Caribbean and never stopping in Agua. Mm. And knowing that we had the amount of flamingos that we had, the natural beauty of our landscape in Inagua, I have seen the Baltimore Orioles, the Blue Jays, the Cardinals, all of these birds right in Great Inagua, a birding sanctuary. And just an opportunity for us to do some more with our tourism product. And when you look around, where you see Kentucky Wendy's or McDonald's, they're in close proximity to each other. And the reason, the last piece of tourism product that we have in the Bahamas headed south would be Great Inagua. And I've always wondered, why have we not invested in the cruise model there, but not for the cruise owners, like where you're saying more money in the government caucus or more money to the cruise owners, but in a model where we the people in have a stake in the investment and it benefits our development.
Now, okay.
As
good
a
idea.
Go ahead, Mr. Lang.
Yeah, good idea. But who's the we? So tell me how that starts.
Okay, so I've been thinking that would start through, for example, town planning. They would have what we call an
Agua. Hold on. You are asking for an investment to take place. Investment means putting money, resources into a thing. I'm asking you, who is going to initiate that?
I would, for example, it would have to be private investors.
Okay, but who stops that from happening now?
I'm discussing it because it is something that I'm currently pursuing. And when I mention town planning...
I got you. I love it. Thank you. Go right ahead, my friend.
When I mention town planning, it's of the community to understand that, hey, this is something that will benefit us all. Like, for example, the Disney project that was just built in Eleuthera. If an Eleutheran came up with the idea of building such a project, and sold that either to the community where the average Eleutheran have the opportunity, or any Bahamian around the country, say they want to invest shares in it. We've seen how profitable or successful the port here in New Providence has been. I think it's a no-brainer to realize that investment in the cruise industry in the Bahamas as Bahamians would be profitable for us. We have the number one cruise ship registry in the world right here in the Bahamas.
But you know, Bahamians are invested in the cruise port, right?
Here in New Providence, yes, sir. That very same model, why aren't we using it on other family of islands?
No. See, this is where we get stuck. It's not why aren't we. The reason why the cruise port happened in Nassau was because developers came to and connected with the government about doing that. So they went to the government. The government didn't go and say, we can do this and let's go find. No. This was entrepreneurs who said, we could do something with that. Notice that the people who are heading that development are not Bahamians.
Agreed. Then, Mr. Lang, with us as a people, that our governments should steer these kinds of development or spearhead them or promote them to us as a people, when in fact what you're saying is we as a people must have to get up and decide that we're going to do something and engage our government in meaningful discussions where necessary for them to help us to advance these kinds of visions and development. And I agree with you, sir, if that's what you're saying.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
Ladies and gentlemen, you'll be back after this break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago, like your host.
And you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you
of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, it's on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost as to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money. At work.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I understand we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, I was holding for you.
Yeah.
But I was saying that I think what you're saying is that normally it seems that we as a people have an expectation that the government or our leaders are the ones that should drive the direction for development of this kind of thinking for the overall community. People have to get up, and I had used the Disney project in Eleuthera, for example, where if any one of us decide that, hey, our island deserves this kind of thing, we should be able to approach our government, engage them when necessary, and advance any vision or development as a people. And it is something that I think Mr. Kirzner had said to me one time at Atlanta. It shouldn't take foreigners to come into our country to develop the Bahamian product. And enough of us aren't creating experiences. I think that's where the cruise ships are winning, when they capitalize on whatever they put on their boats. And I thought about it. They can't put Kong salad on there. They can't tell the story of potato bread. They don't know what Bremer Road is and the reenactment of all these kinds of things that are our historical nature and the true purpose of why people come to the Bahamas, which is our culture.
But you know what they know? You know what they know? They know how to entertain people.
Exactly.
So they have people on their ships who don't get to hear your girl, get to taste your Kong salad, because they are so fantastically entertained on their ship that they never bother to come off.
And I've simply thought that I've been of the notion that it's simply us not creating enough attractions that make it towards their ship, whether it's being displayed on platforms on the ship or even when they're booking their experience. For example, swimming with the pigs has become so synonymous. And when I started to listen to your show, I remember there's a documentary on Mr. Amos Ferguson, who said that he painted until tourists came into this country in numbers that we can't even think about just to meet him as a painter. And so if more of us tap into our creative nature that way, in some kind of way, I believe that we can all create experiences that tourists would come to this country for and say, I don't care whether you're in Bayantown, wherever, I want to go and experience that because you're on TikTok, you're on social media, some kind of way.
That's the future. That's the future. It's in us doing what we can do, and then you can do this if this was available or that was available. But it starts with a business idea to tap into the population of visitors coming or visitors who can come because of what you have done. But that's the leap, bro. That's
one more thing that I want to mention, Mr. Lang. For the first time, I'm going on a cruise. And so looking in the cruise, booking whole portals around, I didn't know that the Bahamas is so heavily promoted and the cost of a cruise to come to the Bahamas. And I'm like, all the cruises that I want, because I live here, all the cruises that I would want to go to, the Bahamas is the cheapest cruise. On most of these ships, the Bahamas is the cheapest cruise and the most sold out destination. So we have something, like you say, it shouldn't be about taxing the model, but I believe if we were to responsibly go about managing the resources that we can generate from the model on the taxation side, per se, which is government funds, there's room for growth even there. But like you say, do it responsibly in a way that does not discourage these entities from continuing in their development in our country.
All right. Thanks a lot, brother. Appreciate you calling. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yeah, Shabago Lang. How you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Yeah. You know, I always have a lot of put on this, but, you know, because this is something my wife and myself are involved in the research for this as well as for a number of years, as well as I want to say it's a concept that myself and a person you know had. We're going down parallel roads in discussing what to do. Both of us are data-focused individuals, Kiki knows. And we both had the same name, same concept, just going parallel in the same direction, called Beyond the Cruise. But you asked a concept of Turks and Islands and what others is doing. We can use Turks Island as an example. What Turks Island did was... focus on a higher quality visitor. They basically went for middle to high-end visitors. They established strong nonstop airlift into one hub where they had visible capacity upgrades with a new terminal, which broadcast investor confidence. They made their product into almost like one as opposed to the multiple branding. Because like I used an example for that is that we have a brand fragmentation in the Bahamas. We have the Nassau Pilot Island brand, the Exuma brand, the Abaco brand, the Lutra brand. And so it's brand fragmentation, even though it is it's considered, we all think of it as the Bahamas. We suffer from safety perception headwind with the various different alerts and things that goes on. Our record numbers are basically cruise-led instead of coming from the government. They may benefit from some type of environment. And so, you know, we have not done like Turks Island and other people doing, is done a carve-out of for a group, different group of people, quiet luxury zones. It's like a lot of little things that we have just kind of...
Well, you know, I had dinner with Mike Mizik, and I was in Turks Island recently. And I asked him about what was going on in their tourism product and why they had were doing so well in certain ways there. But, you know, he was not bashful about telling me. We determined we did not want to get in the cruise ship business, not in Provo.
Yes, but you saw that in their brand growing. They were relentlessly consistent about focusing on high-spend stopover guests. And then they start to build exactly what those guests wanted. And so there was focus, you know.
I'm glad, C. Allen, you called. I'm glad you called and mentioned that. Because one of the things I thought that we can do that Turks can't do as well, because they don't have as many options to do it as us, is we could decide that some of these islands could be no cruise ship zones. And we're only going to have this kind of tourism in that island, on that island, and no cruise ship. Don't bring no,
absolutely.
Don't put no key here. Don't put no big dock here for cruise ship. We there in Nassau.
But the wife and I browned that as a premium first zoning. That's what we call it, where you have fewer supplies and just determination in these various different islands or different areas that you want to have. And it's like it's a lot of data that we've collected over the last 6-7 years. And so,
I think the data is clear on what is happening so far. I think
when I was talking about data, we shouldn't talk about just the data from the Bahamas, but what we consider close stopovers and wider stopover visitors to know exactly what is it that we can take from these that even may enhance what they are doing, or what is the strength that we could add that these are not missing. And so you begin to look at it from a broader picture than just duplicating what somebody else has done.
The reality is, C. Allen, is, I mean, I don't think that there is a great deal more work to be done in exactly analyzing the situation. The question is, for the Bahamas, is can Bahamian investors and or international investors generate new business opportunities in the Bahamas that have not done?
Yes, we can.
And I believe that. But the key is to find those persons, either Bahamian solely or in partnership with others, to do that. Can there be compelling attractions? I believe that with all my heart that is possible. All my heart. But it ain't gonna happen by me and you talking on these talk shows.
No,
it's gonna happen with people on the ground, connect up with whoever they need to connect up with, developing the ideas and moving it forward and doing some things. That's the only way it can happen.
Right, absolutely. But just let me make one other point. The it's something that we did a number of years ago, we became first mover with the DARE bill, the DARE Act. It was a monumental product. We allowed ourselves to stand still, focus on one or two agencies, primarily FTX, which then came back to bite us. But it doesn't diminish the power of that bill and with slight modification. The point I'm making that is that the world has been moving quickly into new fintech options, property tech options. And as such, believe it or not, been behemoths with a properly implemented plan and a collective to create a destination. I'm not talking the Bahamas destination. I'm talking like Grand Bahama, Exuma, and other different areas, can have access to resources in the tunes of billions of dollars. But it requires proper prior preparation to prevent the piss poor performances of what you have to do.
We were individual entrepreneurship has to drive it. I'm telling you, you could talk about all this government, many, many government things follow entrepreneurial zeal.
Right. But see, for government, right.
I got another call on the line. I got to take this call. I got to go. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good day, line.
Yes, how you doing?
As the caller from Inagua was speaking of our tourist product for the old island and the last stopover before these cruise passengers go and hit the island like Dominican Republic, right? I anticipated after he and the other caller called that the island would call and give a good analysis, and he did. But what I think the caller after him was saying, if we can get investment for these cruise passengers with the government, and remember the end of last year we were onto this cruise thing too, right? Like the end of last year when they were talking about the high numbers and the cruise passengers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had a little similar thing, because if we as a country, and you know, we had people like the Kellys and the rest of them who invested in these big boats for our freight coming to the country, and then we have Noel Mortimer, who has investment in the maritime stuff there. So it ain't like we don't have behemoths who knows how to get us these cool ships
knowing how to is two different things. The question is who will invest.
Yeah, but see,
but it doesn't work like that, though. Collective investments begin with an initiative by someone or someone's, an initiative, initiating it.
Yeah, but whoever that can be as behemoth. Well, okay, let's look at the mailboat service, right? The mailboat service, only behemoths have investment in the mailboat service going from island to island with the freight. But if we were to put a cruise product through the island, and I alluded to this from last year when we were onto it, and we're not going to allow foreigners to get into it as a country. If
I got you.
Until shares, right, from island to island. Let me say one last thing. Remember that. If a cruise ship dock off Exuma, right, how long does it take it to get from Long Island or to Crooked Island? When them people go to sleep overnight, when they wake up in the morning, they're on the other island. It only takes, you know what I mean? It only takes that kind of time. They on a different island the next morning. When they leave that island, they go to the next island. The earlier caller was saying about what happened. The island was saying that what Turks has done or whatever was how you direct flight. So these destinations, they can land in Exuma. They can land, you know, that's what they invested in. So as we all are looking at, and we invest in our high-end products. Because, look here, let me tell you something. You know, a 23-acre, 700-foot of beachfront property I have in Crooked Island, you know what I'm saying? I have similar ideas. I come out of, out the hotel when I came into high school from Britannia. You know what I'm saying? And it's similar. So, you know, we all have to put our heads together, because these dodos we put in there and who ain't know about these things can't do it all themselves. Okay, you have a nice day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Producer, we'll end a little early, so let me just read these texts and then it says, we can buy 10 million tons of aragonite from Curling at $25 to $50 million. and resell it for $50 billion minimum. We can also buy salt at $20 a ton from Morton and resell it for $6,000 per ton. Vote COI. These two dinosaur parties have done nothing in 50 years. Lincoln Bean is our savior. He is the man with the plan. Listen to me. You have done a very terrible job of representing the COI today with all that kind of ridiculous math, shallow, narrow, incomplete thinking, and then deciding who's dinosaurs and who's not. I mean, if this is such a brilliant plan, why don't you just do it and go make yourself some billions? Who you want? Who's the we from Curlin? Who's the we? The government? You're on to something else now. This text says, if we increase fees on the cruise ships, it will end up like the marina business. Government increased marina fees excessively, and the business is off by over 50%. Says, I'm a Bahamian, and I would invest in the young man's idea. Okay. This says, the caller said, we have the largest ship registry. Not even close. Panama has the 9,000. We have around 1,500. We have the third largest ship registry in the world. Unfortunately, there are many callers who make erroneous statements, and we let them get away with the value of our aragonite. No one is mining aragonite in the Bahamas because they can't make money. Anyone who disagrees with this, be specific and tell us where we are mining it presently. You are absolutely right. But the Panama is the largest ship registry. The Bahamas is the third. That's why the Bahamas is such a significant player in the ship registry business. Okay, so just so you know. It says, Mr. Lang, I have a question. What is the total GDP of the country? About $12 billion or so. Do you know what is the government's total annual budget expressed as a percentage of GDP? About 20% or thereabouts. 20%. This text says, we need in the tunes of million, multi-billion. So unless we have these Bahamians have multi-billions hidden somewhere, we need foreign billions to flow through Bahamians with the ideas to build ownership in the economy. Yes, you and I are much agreed on that, my friend. Much agreed. We have the cruise business we have. Honestly, frankly, I say, let them stay where they are. They could grow in there where they are. But I think we need to do something different. I think we need to have a different focus. I do not understand. I do not understand what our stopover tourism strategy is. Or our occupancy of that portion of the inventory that the hotels. Producer, can you hear me? Can you hear me, producer? I'm here. You're asking me about. Okay, good. So I'm asking. So the deputy director is reported to have said that we are going to finish strong this year, and then we're going to start strong next year. But I didn't see any numbers reported, so I don't know what that means. What does that mean? Does that mean that we're going to have strong occupancy in the hotel sector at the end of the year, at the beginning of next year? And does that mean it's like 80, 90%, 100% occupancy of the total? I honestly don't. I don't. To get more visitors to fly in here outside of the what we have typically been doing, which is, you know, trying to get ads out various places to get tourists to come. Because I see we've had some yield on that from Canada and so forth and so forth. But like, can we see growth? Not even the size of the cruise ship growth, but how about a fraction of it? Like 20-30% of it in the stopover business. Is there a strategy for that? I don't know. I listened to our Minister of Tourism. It's our room inventory is not enough. Yeah, but I mean, I don't believe, as far as I ever knew, if demand exists for something, boy, nature hates a vacuum and investors step in to fill that demand. But I don't see it. I believe it on my heart that there's certainly more than 2.7 million people want to come and be in the Bahamas for a while. I believe that. Why aren't they though? Why aren't they coming though? Why? Why not 4 million? 5 million? Why? I don't know. And I think we need to figure it out. It ain't been figured out under Ingram. It wasn't figured out under Christie. It wasn't figured out under Minnis. And it ain't getting figured out now either. Can we figure it out? You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host. God spare us life. We'll be back with you tomorrow. Have a great evening. Happy. Together through the storm, whatever weather.